I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
It's very possible that sometimes in our desire to do good, we end up causing harm, causing havoc into a system, into a person's life, or into, let's say, a village that we're burdened by. If it's the water situation, you know, in certain parts of Africa, for example, and yes, it's a huge, huge continent, but when you, there's been a kind of an assessment about water projects, about the construction of wells. Some are saying that about two-thirds of water wells in certain parts, sub-Saharan Africa, are no longer functional. They're not working. A lot of time and energy went into those things. And sometimes I think it's possible that we rush into things without thinking through all of the implications, not just for ourselves, on the construction, on the effects it may have on a local community. What I'm saying is that the work of justice, it's really messy. It's not some perfect plan. And I would say that an encouragement to wait, again, not years per se, but to be thoughtful and prayerful so that we're not rushing into what I call this hero, savior, messianic complex that I know I've been guilty of many times.
Which I know you address in the book is, we need to have some honest self-examination, don't we, to be willing to ask hard questions?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, now that justice is becoming a bit more elevated in our culture, in the church culture, certainly, which I'm so grateful for, and I'm grateful for the women and men that have gone before us that were considered, you know, crazy or hereticals for talking about justice as part of God's character. And so I'm encouraged by this. But I think this is an important time for us not to stop, but to be that much more thoughtful and prayerful in how we do and how we engage the work of justice, which, you know, the word justice, as you mentioned earlier in the show, is just such an expansive word. And I think the question you ask, even those questions are ones that we need to be asking ourselves. Is it possible that we're co-opting it for our own personal agenda? Why is it that we care about these things, and how do we do it? How do we do it in a way that's mutualistic, it's reciprocal, meaning that I'm not the person that's just helping someone else, but maybe God's calling us to do justice because myself, maybe the person who's wanting to help, maybe we need to be changed. Maybe we need to be the ones to have our discipleship deepened by this work. In the book, I mentioned the fact that that's really part of my story. Oftentimes, we ask God to move mountains, but we forget or we neglect the possibility that we ourselves might be that mountain that God wants to move.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.